On today's episode of Insights, we'll teach you the keys to writing a successful blog headline. We'll explain why every post needs a purpose on social media, and we'll discuss the value of Facebook groups. Today's episode is brought to you by Haley Marketing Group. Want to stand out, stay top of mind, and sell more? Haley Marketing's philosophy is simple: to make great marketing more affordable. Whether you're looking to drive sales leads or attract more qualified candidates, we make it easy for you to stand out in a saturated market. To learn more, visit HaleyMarketing.com. This is Insights.
Welcome to Insights. Tips and best practices from the insiders at Haley Marketing. Insights will provide you with the tools you need to master your social media, digital marketing, and employer branding. Your hosts for Insights are Brad Biley and Matt Lozar.
What's up? This is Brad Biley, and welcome to episode 2 of Insights. As always, I'm joined by Haley Marketing's recruitment marketing strategist, Matt Lozar. Matt, how are we feeling today?
We're feeling good. They brought us back after episode 1, which I guess is a first step.
Yeah, and if this is, again, your first time listening to Insights, Insights is going to be a bi-monthly podcast, bi-weekly, bi-monthly, every other week. We're going to be sharing you insights into content marketing, social media, and social recruiting. And then Matt and I are going to be sharing tips and best practices built around content that we've seen or heard from throughout the industry. Matt, I think we should get started here with episode 2.
Sounds like the best idea you've had so far.
Content Blueprint.
Matt, when we think about content marketing and writing blog articles, before someone reads your article, they see the headline, they see the title. What's the key to writing a successful blog headline?
With a headline, we don't want to jump ahead and just write that headline right away. We want to go back to the goal of that piece of content, but I mean, even really your company or business goal, to where, what are we trying to achieve in that long-term plan? Are we trying to get candidate applications? Are we trying to get new business? And then that kind of takes us into the second step of our audience. And is it candidates? Is it clients? Is it light industrial candidates? Is it information technology? Is it healthcare? All of those different audiences are going to respond and engage with a content and even a headline differently. And then sometimes, you know, a challenge we'll see is a staffing agency or recruiter will write that headline for the message they would click on instead of the message that RN would click on, or that IT contractor would click on, or that construction worker would click on. We have to do our best to put ourselves in the shoes of that job candidate, of that HR manager, of that person who's going to read the headline. Wherever it is, it could be on your blog page, it could be on your social, it could be in your email, their Twitter feed, to get them to click.
Yeah, and really the click, while it's the most important part in terms of actually driving that user to read your content, it's really not the most important part. We need to understand what the goal is. We need to understand what the purpose of that piece of content is before we actually get to the click itself. Once we have a goal identified, then we can move through that process. Goal, understand the audience, understand the messaging that we want to convey to that audience, understand their pain points, their challenges, how we can address those pain points and challenges, and then how we can construct the headline to actually get them to click that.
So Brad and I wanted to walk through an example of a headline for some active job seekers, someone who, there's not a lot of them right now, but someone who is out there looking for a job, you know, on Indeed, ZipRecruiter, on your website, and to look at a headline, you know, three different examples that evolves from, you know, a good to a better to a best. And the first one is very simple, but, you know, it would work, is 5 ways to ace your interview.
So you have an active job seeker. If they're coming into your office, they might not understand how to ace that interview. They might not know their best practices, how to put the best foot forward. You screening candidates on a day-to-day basis understand what the best practices are for acing an interview. So with this headline, we have 5 ways to ace your interview. Sure, it's a good headline. Matt, talk about better.
We can evolve it a little bit into, you know, let's put into a bracket of case study. You know, bracket case study, the preparation, this preparation will make you ready for your interview. And, you know, Brett and I felt that worked better for a couple of different ways.
Yeah, the first is we identify that it's a case study. We've done the research to show that this works. Then we really pinpoint it into this preparation will make you ready for your interview. We direct it to the end reader, the end consumer. It's not this is a general tip. It's this will make you ready.
We could get lost in data and studies, and that phrase will make you was the top phrase from a study by BuzzSumo. And BuzzSumo is a website that looks at content across the internet, you know, what drives the most clicks on Facebook, on LinkedIn, you know, different sources. And, you know, their study from a year ago had that phrase. I don't have the exact number, but it essentially drove twice as many clicks as any other two or three word phrase, because it really, you know, starts to invoke that emotion. And you see that headline come across, think about yourself as an active job seeker, will make you ready. And that's pretty powerful. If you're, you know, maybe you're struggling to find a job, or you need a little bit of a break, and that just might evoke a quick emotion, you click on it and you look for some tips on a preparation to help you get that job offer from the next interview.
Matt, tell the listener about the best headline that we came up with on this topic.
Yeah, it evolves from the first and second ones, where now we just have in brackets study, and we have, you know, study four HR experts teach you how to land the job of your dreams.
So not only are we directing this again, talking about the fact that we've done the research, we've done a study that shows that four HR experts are going to teach you, specifically you, the reader, how to land the job of your dreams. Now we're tying in emotion. So we're tying in data, we're personalizing it to the end reader, and we're speaking on emotion.
And Brad and I don't want you to say these are only three ways to write a headline. You know, a lot of headline writing is testing for your audience and tracking, and it can be difficult and challenging. I mean, it's can be a different skill than someone who writes the blog. If you go back to the newspaper industry, they break up those skill sets from the person that's actually writing an article to, you know, an editor or a copy editor who's writing a headline. So, you know, look for some trends, think about ways you can really get through to your audience with your message, you know, and refine as things go on. Maybe one formula works for you that might not work for a different staffing agency. Be open to that testing, but stick to some, you know, main principles and evolve it for your content.
Couldn't agree more, Matt. This isn't the end-all solution. Certainly, you need to test. You need to trust the data. But I think the key takeaway here is before you think about the headline and you think about what the title of your blog post is going to be, come back to the main goal. Why are you creating that piece of content? Then think about the audience. Who is going to consume that article? Is it an active job seeker, a passive job seeker, a potential prospect or a client? Then think about the messaging. What do you want to say to them, and how can you answer their challenges? And at that point, think about the title.
Social reach.
Matt, you've heard me say this 100 times this month, and it's become a core belief of mine, but every post on social media must have a purpose. Social media is becoming so noisy that we need to make sure every post has a purpose, that every post is tied to a business goal. Talk to me about why.
There's a lot of reasons why, Brad. We could get into a bunch of them, but today we want to focus on, you know, a couple of them. The first one would be, you know, the decrease in reach. Let's just look at Facebook. We could look at any social platform. The content overload can be overwhelming, and when you don't have someone's attention 24 hours a day, we have to really think about what's the goal of that post before hitting the click button. Brad's probably going to go into that a little bit more, but with so much content on Facebook and Facebook only pushing out content that receives engagement, whether it's a like or a comment or a share, we have to really focus on that. And then that engagement is with the meaningful interactions. What can we do to get someone to comment on that post? You know, think about a job seeker that you may have placed. You know, maybe they put on a testimonial that you share, or on, you know, a company photo. You know, their comment could be, you know, XYZ staffing agency really helped me, you know, land a job. It helped to put, you know, money in our checking account to pay Christmas bills. It helped us had a great, you know, vacation. You know, that's a really meaningful interaction, but what can you do to really drive engagement so that reach increases since your content is speaking to your audience?
Matt, I saw a great tweet this past week from Brian Kaysen, who's the director of content and marketing over at Moment. And he had said that there's a reminder to those who work in social. Brands don't have to post about every holiday. Every post has to have a purpose. And I immediately quote tweeted this out and said that every post has to have a purpose. If you think about why you're on social media, before you click publish, before you click post, think about why. What are you saying? Is it in line with your business goals? If not, close out the browser, get up from your desk, make another cup of coffee, and try again.
And let's go back to episode one of Insights, you know, where we talked about the content calendar. It was actually the first segment of that show in Content Blueprint. And if you want to take that content calendar to the next level, when you're creating your blog schedule, your infographic schedule, your video schedule, whatever is on that content calendar for the month, think about the different social platforms you could post to. Plan out social posts right there. Start writing headlines. Start writing a strategy. That really, it takes time, and it's going to require, you know, creating a system that works for you. But what can you do in a Word document, in an Excel spreadsheet, to have that headline of the content, and then maybe a headline for Facebook, a headline for LinkedIn, a headline for Twitter, hashtags to use on Twitter. And all that planning will help when maybe, you know, later in the month, you're really busy and you don't have a lot of time for social media, or you know, you want to stick to that plan and not get emotional, so you're making really good decisions, so the data down the line helps you make even better decisions.
I love that idea. I love the thought of at the beginning of the month planning out your entire content strategy for the month or that quarter. And the reason we want to do that is because social media doesn't need another post that's just general clutter, that's just general noise. There's enough noise on social media between other staffing and recruiting firms, other bands, teams, friends, family members. There's so much going on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter, that if you don't have a purpose for every single post, you're just joining the noise and you're just joining that clutter. So if we constantly think about every post having a purpose and figuring out your why before you click publish, you'll be significantly better in your social recruiting strategy, thinking that everything that you do on social is tied to a business goal.
And I think that's the challenge, because we see Coca-Cola, we see the teams in the Super Bowl, we see, you know, celebrities, we see politics, they're posting seemingly every hour, you know, every 20 minutes, and it works because those fans are engaged.
They also have their own strategy, though, Matt. Right. Their team is sitting down and figuring out what works best for them. Staffing and recruiting firms aren't the Buffalo Bills. They're not the Buffalo Sabres. You know, each team on social has their own plan and their own goals. So if we're thinking about recruitment marketing, we're thinking about social recruiting, is your social post in line with that strategy? Or are you putting together a social strategy that's matched for a sports team?
Yeah, posting and praying isn't going to work. You need to have that plan, have, you know the why before you hit publish, and, you know, stick to that plan and think about why that content is going to make an impact with your audience.
Seen and heard.
We're constantly testing new social media tactics at Haley Marketing Group through our Social Pro product. And on today's Seen and Heard, I want to talk about a test that came up during our weekly social media team meeting. Matt, let's talk about Facebook groups.
Let's talk about them. What do you want to know?
From a Facebook group standpoint, why should staffing firms, why should recruiters, staffing specialists be investing their time into Facebook groups and into those Facebook communities?
Long story short, they work, but we'll dig into that a little bit more. It's working because it's helping us increase our reach. So let's say, you know, we can share a job into that group. Instead of having to go to Facebook to advertise, you can go into Job Seekers in Wichita, Kansas, and there's already people who have joined that group who wanted to join that group because they're looking for a new job in the Wichita, Kansas area. So not only are you increasing the reach from the followers of your staffing agency's Facebook page, you're also increasing that reach by joining a Facebook group of people who are already in the conversation. They're already in that Facebook group looking for jobs, and we have their attention. And that's something that's really big in this seemingly always evolving content marketing or social media landscape. It's Facebook groups are working right now. Are they going to be working in July? Are they going to be working, you know, January, February, 2020, 2021? We don't know. And one of those challenges in running social media and content marketing in 2019 is being able to pivot quickly and take advantage of that attention when it's working.
So if you're unfamiliar with Facebook groups, I'm going to walk through how to access and find a Facebook group. If you go to facebook.com and you're logged in as yourself, in that main search bar at the top of your screen, type in your city that you specialize in, that you service, and then type in jobs. So for this specific example and case study that I'm going to walk through, I'm going to type in Atlanta jobs. From there, at the top, you're going to click on groups in the secondary navigation that's going to pop up. You'll click groups. From that screen, you can join these groups and become an active member. And you can start listening to what people are saying, and you can add value when the time is right. So for example, Search for Jobs in Atlanta, Georgia has 17,000 members. So if you're a staffing firm serving Atlanta, Georgia, this is a great place for you to check every single morning to see if anybody is looking for work in Atlanta. And when they are, if there's an opportunity that you can provide, send a link back to your job board or say, hey, Brad, it looks like you're looking for a new opportunity in Atlanta. I would love to personally help. Shoot me a message or give me a call when you have the time. But join these groups first, listen to the conversation, and then join the conversation. From a case study standpoint, I had mentioned that we're testing Facebook groups with our Social Pro product at Haley Marketing Group. In Atlanta, we have a client called Happy Faces Personnel Group. So this past week, we ran a job opportunity into 7 Atlanta groups just to test what would happen. Not only did we see significant increase in terms of how many people saw the post and impressions on Facebook, but looking at Google Analytics, we saw almost a 1,500% increase in traffic back to that client's job board because of Facebook as a referral source. So we saw an increase in traffic to the job board, which ultimately led to significantly higher applications during that 5-day span.
That's a great example, Brad. And it shows it's working. It shows that people are engaging with that content, you know, kind of tying in, you know, our other segments here. You know, the purpose of that post was to drive active job seekers. You know, there could be passive job seekers in that group, but, you know, a pretty good assumption is that active job seekers are joining a group that says jobs in Atlanta. And then if you really want to take it to that next step from segment one, what can you write in the headline of that post to get someone to click on your job? Because, you know, your staffing agency or your team of recruiters isn't going to be the only person doing this. When I was at a conference in Texas, you know, last year, there was a staffing agency there that was talking about the success that they were seeing in Facebook groups. And it was awesome to hear, because it was actually one of our clients, but it was someone, you know, who we, you know, hadn't really directly educated, but had gone out, you know, understood social was important, saw success in a Facebook group, and continued to push their jobs and their content into that group of active job seekers. And like that data Brad showed, you know, sees results.
And just one thing that I want to finish with here as we wrap up this segment, Matt, is a point that I kind of alluded to is listen first and talk second. Think about a networking event that you go to. You don't want to just join the conversation and instantly start talking about yourself. You don't want to have this me first mentality. And the same is true with a Facebook group. You don't want to join the group and just start posting job after job after job. Instead, you want to join the conversation. You want to listen to what others are saying, listen to the questions that others are asking. And when you can add that value, then start to link back to jobs, link back to other blog posts that you've put together. But listen first and then talk second. Matt, let's recap our 3 segments from today and give our 1 takeaway in final insights. In segment 1, we talked about the keys to writing a successful blog headline. Matt, give me your 1 takeaway.
My takeaway is to really, you know, focus on what you can do when you have somebody's attention to get them to click, when they're scrolling through Twitter, when they're scrolling through Facebook. You know, a buzzword or a buzz term in content and social marketing right now is, you know, what can get that thumb to stop scrolling to get someone's attention? And it's got to be really quick. It has to be effective. But, you know, focus on those points of goal and audience and message to drive that click to really get someone's attention.
And I'm going to echo that takeaway, Matt. Before you think about the headline, before you think about the click, Understand your goal. Understand why you're creating that content. What is your main business goal? Understand who the target audience is, and then understand the core messaging of that post. Know your audience, because once you identify the audience, you can truly sculpt great content built around their challenges. In segment two, we talked about why every post must have a purpose. Matt, why?
My favorite point from here is tying back our first episodes of Insights with the content calendar, and to expand that content calendar from just your blog, your video, your infographics, your testimonials, whatever content you're sharing, and to incorporate social posts into that calendar. Create a format, create a calendar that works for you, write those headlines while it's fresh, and then use that template moving forward when you're posting your social content, you know, the second week of February, instead of scrambling to write it when you're not really in the flow of that content calendar.
And my core takeaway is going to be, before you publish, know your why. If you don't have a reason for publishing that social post, delete it, get up from your desk, and go make another cup of coffee and think about what you were going to say instead. Understand that every post has to have a purpose. Otherwise, we're just joining the noise and joining the clutter that is social media. Matt, in the battle for attention, why should we lean on Facebook groups?
It's working. I think I could end that segment in two words.
Dynamite takeaway.
But half joking, it is working right now. So another kind of marketing, you know, joke in the industry is, if it's working now, use it until everybody exploits it too much and then it doesn't work. You know, it might not seem like the best idea on the surface, because you're going to have to change when that reach gets overly saturated. But I think you'd be kicking yourself if, you know, you ignored Facebook groups and it works for the next 6 months when you're still struggling to fill jobs, to find applications, and really not be able to take advantage of that business your sales team has generated.
Yeah, my final takeaway here on Final Insights is going to be to put the social back in social media. As marketers, as recruiters, as staffing specialists on social media, we have a funny way of looking at what's working and exploiting it, as Matt said. By going back to Facebook groups and joining the conversation, we can put the social back in social media. One of the best parts of the industry is that person-to-person connection that we develop by going out and meeting great people and putting great people to work. From a social media standpoint, we can continue that online by putting the social in social media and joining groups and joining that conversation. That's our time for today. If you found this episode valuable, please remember to subscribe on your favorite podcast player. That's iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Podbean, Stitcher, or listen on HaleyMarketing.com. If you have a question for us, you can tweet us at HaleyMarketing, or you can tweet me personally at Brad Bailey, that's B-I-A-L-Y, or at Matt_Lozar, L-O-Z-A-R. And of course, if you need a hand with your marketing or recruitment marketing initiatives, we'd love to help. Check out HaleyMarketing.com to get in touch with our team of marketing educators. For my podcast partner, Matt Lozar, this is Brad Bailey. We'll see you next time.